You are listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I am Matt Fidler. This week, the Chico City Council is opening discussion on a eviction for good cause ordinance. The purpose is to figure out a way for renters so they are not unfairly pushed out of their rented housing unit, so a landlord can maybe raise the rent during these crazy market times. At the same time, respect the rights of the homeowner to sell his or her home if a person decides that's what they need to do. One of the proposals for this ordinance is to increase the notice of a no-fault eviction from 30 days notice to 90 or even 120 days notice. The other proposal for this ordinance is to require landlords who use no-fault evictions to assist their displaced tenants and help them find a new home. But in an area such as ours with an effective 0% rental availability since the campfire took out over 18,000 homes in Butte County, finding a new rental in the area might not be possible. City Council meetings are every Tuesday at 421 Main Street at 6 p.m. If you are concerned about housing and want to lend your voice to the discussion, I recommend going to these meetings. Or if you can't do that, write your city councilor. Explain your story. So, it's 4th of July week, and we know you can go to a few places to watch fireworks, and I know some of you are going to buy them in Oroville, Gridley, or Glenn County, where the safe and sane ones are legal. But these places want you to know you cannot set off these fireworks outside of the area that they were purchased in. Home fireworks are illegal in Chico. And come on, do I really need to say why? Dry grass and brush can easily set off an out-of-control blaze from just a spark. Vegetation in the area is growing long from the heavy spring rains. Even possession of fireworks out of this area can lead to a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in county jail. And modifying these safe and sane fireworks is also illegal and will land you a fine or jail time. And just because you may be lighting off fireworks on your property legally, doesn't mean it can't start a blaze, because obviously it can. So please use caution. I'm just not ready for a new local fire yet. Before I go, I just wanted to share some campfire recovery information given to me by the county. There are still 175 non-compliant parcels in the town of Paradise. In the unincorporated Butte County, there are 91 non-compliant parcels. Of the 11,661 parcels that were given the right of entry, nearly 5,400 parcels have the debris removal completed, around 2,900 parcels with the soil samples approved, another 2,000 with erosion control completed, and 1,740 are totally complete, and the final sign-off has been sent to the county. If you are a property owner in the burn zone and have questions about the debris removal process, contact the Debris Removal Operations Center at 900 Fortress Street, Suite 200 in Chico. It's open from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but will be closed July 4th, 5th, and 6th for the holiday. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.